Welcome back to Mid-Ohio Valley Now. Again, I'm your host, Derek Little. Let's wrap things up with Dr. Jackie Corsani of Marietta College's Entrepreneurship Program.
Back to PioBiz here quickly. Who can compete? Because there has to be at least one Marietta College student on each team, but how many can you have?
All full-time Marietta College students can compete in PioBiz. They could compete alone. Or you can be a member of 2, 3, 4, up to 5-person team. And as I said before, yeah, the second, third, fourth, and fifth member of the team do not have to be Marietta College students. However, the Marietta College students must be an owner in part in the proposed business. So they must have ownership stake in the proposed business. The actual presentation has to be done by Marietta College students. And they are the ones that directly receive the award money. But the other non-MC members of the team can participate in Q&A segments of presentations with the judges.
What types of ideas qualify to be in the competition? What are you looking to help develop?
Any idea that potentially results in the establishment of a new for-profit or non-profit business will work. So we don't have a lot of strings attached. We just want to make sure that your business idea is not inappropriate and it's appropriate for college sponsors. Competition, and so I just leave it up to your audience to define it as they wish. We don't want proposals that lead to into buying franchises or distribution centers of existing companies. We want new companies to be established. Mm-hmm. By new, I mean companies that are at least less than a year old and they don't have a revenue that exceeds $10,000. So they have to be new and they have to be appropriate.
Two big things.
Yes.
What kind of ideas have won in the past? And are they all from the same interest area? Do they have anything in common?
Yes, they do. For some reason, our petroleum engineering students have been very active in PioBiz competition. And so in 2016, the first year that we ran the competition, two petroleum engineering students won the top award and they started an organization called Thunder Resources, which is basically an oil and gas consulting company. In 2017, however, we had a student that double majored in English and theater win the top award. His idea, along with his partner, was to open a bakery in Marietta. In 2018, once again, two petroleum engineering students won the top award, and they have already started their business. It's an online educational business called Oil Field Basics. And basically, it delivers online courses for people who are affected in oil and gas industry. They are involved in oil and gas industry, but they don't necessarily have the education or information to make the best decisions for themselves in that industry. And their business has been very successful. And the top award last year went to two students majoring in geology and biochemistry who are in process of establishing a service dog training business.
So it's a diverse background here, it seems
right.
Where can you learn more about PioBiz?
We have a website. The address is marietta.edu/PioBiz.
With any good presentation, there have to be some common threads. What makes an effective Pio pitch or PioBiz presentation?
A lot of passion, lots of research, hard work, and having a purpose and believing in your purpose and being determined.
What kinds of problem-solving skills do you see in the rising generation of entrepreneurs?
The rising generation of entrepreneurs possesses problem identification skills, so which comes before problem-solving skills. And they're equipped with critical thinking skills that enable them to analyze and find feasible and valuable solution to those problems that they have identified.
What needs and issues are they passionate about working with? Because we talked about the past winners. Those are, by and large, dominated by the sciences, which is not a bad thing, but that's only a representation of the total number of pitches. So what kinds of things are the current generation of entrepreneurs working to fix?
In recent years, I see more interest in solving problems that generate social and environmental benefits rather than purely economic benefits or profit. Mm-hmm. That is really the tendency that I'm observing in recent years.
Young people today turned off by greed?
You may say so. I think that is a byproduct of the fact that we are living in economic recovery times. You know, we have had economic growth since the last recession, 2008. We labeled it as Great Recession, and it was Great Recession. But since then, we have not had a recession. That's a long time. And these kids that are competing, they're all the product of economic recovery and economic growth. So my theory is that they haven't had the problems that maybe the previous generation had. So that gives them the opportunity to think about solving social problems and problems that lead into benefiting a large group of people rather than just themselves.
What's the biggest challenge for anyone with an idea or a vision to overcome?
The biggest one, in my opinion, is fear. Fear of failure, fear of losing assets, fear of being labeled as a failed entrepreneur. And because of that, in our program, we encourage students to see failure as an effective learning tool. It can really be an effective learning tool if you kind of reflect on your failure. We learned that most successful entrepreneurs, as you know, have failed over and over before they succeeded. Nobody highlights their failures. But if you dig further into their journey, you see that early on, they have had a lot of failed ideas until they basically worked hard to make one of their ideas succeed. You may potentially learn more from your failures than your success if you reflect on your failures. In our program, we focus on teaching our students how to minimize costly failures and how to control the timing of their failures to make sure that the impact is not severe, the adverse impact is not severe. So there are techniques, there are strategies that you can follow to minimize your failures. In general, we think that early failures are better than late failures. So in the beginning, when you're toying around with several ideas, don't be too passionate. You know, I just mentioned passion is important, but don't be too passionate about your failing ideas. Don't go too far with them.
Understand they might have failed for a reason.
Right. So, you know, there is a time to be persistent and there's a time to say, okay, this didn't work. Let's put it aside and work on another idea.
I guarantee you Steve Jobs spent more time talking about the iPhone than the Lisa, but that doesn't mean you forget the lessons you learned from the failure of the Lisa.
That's right.
The email address for more information is entr@marietta.edu. The next PIO pitch session is Thursday, October 24th, 4 p.m., Cooper Auditorium. It's in Thomas Hall. It's about resilience and recovery. Shane Dunn, Rich Walters, and Patrice Pooler are the presenters there. That is open and free to the public to attend. PIO Biz is underway as well. You can find out more on the website marietta.edu. Just go into the entrepreneurship program. Dr. Jackie Corisani, the head of that program, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about these two great programs, and good luck as you move forward with both in this academic year.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure to have a conversation with you, Eric. Thank you so much for your visit.
And that's our time. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'm Eric Little. We'll talk to you next week on another edition of Mid-Ohio Valley Now.